Shabbos Daf Samach Dalet. We had left off with a braisa which said sackcloth, which is goat's hair, is more susceptible to tumah than garments which are made of regular fibers because the sackcloth can become tumah when it's woven. However, the regular fiber garments are also woven. So what's this coming to say? So rather, the braisa means that sackcloth is better, is more susceptible to tumah than regular fibers because it can become tumah even if it's not woven, even if it's just braided. So what purpose does sackcloth serve when it's braided? Rabbi Yochanan says that a poor man will come and braid three strands of sackcloth together to make a necklace for his daughter. We have a bracelet that says the pasuk of sack, which is talking about goat's hair, sacks which are made out of goat's hair, those are going to be tame. So how do we know that the breast strap and girth, which are different parts of an animal's saddle, can become tame? Because these are made of goat's hair, but they're not used as human garments. The sacks sometimes are used as human garments. So the pasuk says o sack to include the breast straps and girths of the animal's saddle. So does this also include ropes and measuring strings, which are made out of twisted goat's hair, unlike spun goat's hair like the previous items? And the Gemara says no. When the pasuk says sock, it's teaching that the sock is talking about spun goat's hair, so too anything which is made of spun goat's hair can become tameh, but not things made of twisted goat's hair. So this is all talking about something which can become tameh from a sheretz, from an insect. Now we're going to turn our attention to things becoming tameh from a mace, from a corpse. The pasuk says everything made from goat's hair can become tameh, so everything includes the breast strap and the girth, but is this also going to include the rope and the measuring string? And the pasuk and the Gemara is going to answer, no, we don't include that because the goat's hair is tameh both by sheretz and by mace, by a corpse, but just like by a sheretz, it's only spun goat's hair, so too by the mace, it's also going to be only spun goat's hair, not twisted. However, that doesn't make sense because sheretz is a much more lenient type of tumah than mace. So you can't really compare them. You can't say just because it's not tumah by sheretz means it's not going to be tumah from mace. So that's why the Braisa is going to have to teach a gzera shava from the words beged ve'or, garment and hide, which it says both by sheretz and by mace. Just like beged ve'or by sheretz is only talking about spun goat's hair, so too by mace, it's only going to be talking about spun goat's hair. And just like beged ve'or by the mace is including the breast strap and the girth, so too we see that the breast strap and girth can become tameh by the sheretz. We see that's how they can become tameh there by the sheretz. So how do we know that something which is made out of the tail of a horse or a cow can become tameh? Because the pasuk says osak. However, osak was already used, that pasuk was already used to teach that the breast strap and the girth can become tameh. So the Gemara is going to say back, now that we have the gzera shava of beged ve'or, the word O in the pasuk is extra and can be used to teach things made out of the tail of a horse or a cow can become tameh. So how do we know? That was all talking about sheretz. How do we know that the horse's or the cow's tail, things made out of that, can become tameh by the mace, by the corpse? Because the pasuk says sock, both by sheretz and by mates. Just like by the sheretz, we've seen that the goat's hair is compared to the horse's, so the things made out of the tail of a horse or a cow, so too, we're going to compare that to the mace, that goat's hair is just like things made out of the tail of a horse and a cow, and they can become tummy by the mace. However, just because the Torah added materials to the list of things which can become tummy by the sheretz, that's a very common type of tumah. That doesn't mean we're going to add them to the list of things by a mace, which is very rare. Meaning, just because the tail of a horse and a cow can become tummy by a sheretz doesn't mean it can also become tummy by the mace, because sheretz is very common, so it has a much larger list. So that's why we're going to say, because it says beged ve'or, both by sheretz and by mace, and we know that the goat's hair, we see from this that goat's hair can become tummy both by the sheretz and by mace, and we've seen that goat's hair is compared to the tail of a horse or a cow, therefore, since goat's hair is tummy by both, and that's the same as the tail of a horse or a cow, so too the tail of the horse or the cow can become tummy both by sheretz and by mace. And these words, beged ve'or, must be extra, meaning there's there specifically to teach us the gzera shava. Otherwise, we could refute it by saying you can't compare sheretz to mates. It's because the sheretz, it can be something which is can become tummy when it's just the size of a lentil, but by mace, it can only make something tummy when it's the size of a kezias. So since the words must be totally extra and only there for the gzera shava, we can't bring any logical disproofs to it. And we know that these words are extra because by the sheretz, we know that the sheretz is compared to shechva zara, to a seminal emission, because they're juxtaposed right next to each other in the psukim. And it already says the words beged ve'or by a shechva zara, so we learn all the halachos of beged ve'or both by shechva zara, and which is compared to sheretz, so we learn all the halachos of beged ve'or by shechva zara and sheretz. So therefore, the only reason why it needs to say beged ve'or by sheretz is so that we can learn a gzera shava to the mace. So it's totally extra by sheretz, and it's just there to teach that we compare it to the mace. Now, we only showed, however, that the words beged ve'or are extra by sheretz, but not shot by Tame Mace. And so this is a fine according to the opinion that says that you cannot refute a Gzeira Shava if it's extra only on one side, meaning it's only extra on Sheretz but not by Mace. However, there is an opinion that says you can refute a Gzeira Shava with a logical disproof or any kind of disproof if it's only extra on one side. So according to this opinion, we would be able to refute the Gzeira Shava because seemingly we haven't proved that the words Bega Ve'or are not needed by Mace. So that's why the Gemara is going to have to say Bega Ve'or are extra by the Mace, because Mace is also compared to a Shechva Zara, because the Pasuk says if you touch someone who's Tameh from a corpse or from Shechva Zara. So we see that corpse, that Mace is compared to Shechva Zara, and we know Bega Ve'or is applied to Shechva Zara. So all the Alachos of Beged Ve'or apply to Shechva Zara, and since that's compared to a mace, they also apply to mace. So therefore, the words Beged Ve'or, but when it says that by the mace, those are totally extra and are only used for the Gzeira Shava to Sheretz. So the Pasuk says that they brought an offering for Hashem from the gold vessels, the anklet, the bracelet, the ring, the agil, and the kumaz. Rabbi Elazar says that agil is an ornamental chest plate that women would wear, and the kumaz is an ornament that a woman would wear over her private parts. Rabbi Yosef says the kumaz we see from this because that's translated as machuch, which means a thing that leads to levity. Rabbi says kumaz is actually short for kan makom zima. Here is the place of lewdness. The pasuk continues that Moshe was angry with the commanders of the army. Rabbi Bar Avua explains that when Moshe saw them bringing an atonement gift, he said, "What, did you have relations with the Moabite women when you were at war with them?" And they said, "No, we didn't." And Moshe said, "So why are you bringing this atonement gift of all this jewelry and gold and stuff like that?" The commander said, "Even though we didn't do any sinful acts, it's possible that people among us did have improper thoughts, so that's why we are bringing this atonement gift." Tanavei Rishmal says, "Yeah, they brought the atonement gift because they looked at improper things." Rav Sheshet says that the reason the pasuk listed the outer jewelry like rings with the inner jewelry, the kumaz, is to teach that anyone who looks at the little finger of a woman is as if he's looking at a woman's private parts. The next Mishnah says that a woman can go out with her hair braided with strands of hair. She has this other strands of hair that are used to braid her hair, whether it's her hair or her friend's hair or an animal's hair. She can go out with a frontlet or hair bangles if they're sewn onto her hat, with a wool cap or with a wig, into a chutzer, into a courtyard, with a wad in her ear, a wad in her sandal, or a wad for her nida, for her menstrual blood, with peppercorn in her mouth, or a lump of salt in her mouth, or anything in her mouth, as long as she doesn't put it in the first place into her mouth on Shabbos. She's using this kind of as a remedy for some oral problem. If it fell out from her mouth, though, she cannot put it back into her mouth. If a woman's wearing gold false teeth, or anyone's wearing gold false teeth, Rebbe says you're allowed to go out with that. The Chum say you can't go out with that. The Gemara says we need to teach all three cases of the hair, of her hair, her friend's hair, or an animal's hair, because if it only taught hers, she's only allowed to have her own hair braided. I would say, yeah, her hair is allowed, but not her friend's hair, because that's going to be gross. And so therefore, it had to also teach that she can even go with her friend's hair. And if it only taught her friend's hair, I would say her friend's hair is okay, because that's the same type of hair. But an animal's hair, that's a totally different hair than her own hair. She might get made fun of for wearing animal's hair in her own hair, and she'll come to take it out and carry it. So that's why we had to teach all cases. There's a braisa that says a young girl cannot go out with an old woman's hair in her head for braiding her own hair, and an old woman cannot go out with a young girl's hair to braid her own hair. So we needed to teach the case of an old woman not being allowed to go out with a young girl's hair. So that makes sense that I had to teach it, because for the old woman, that's an enhancement for her. She's not going to get made fun of for it. She's not going to take it out. However, why do we need to teach the case of a young girl going out with an old woman's hair? Obviously, that's not allowed, because for her, the young girl, that's kind of gross to be going out with an old woman's hair. She might get ridiculed and made fun of for it and take it out and come to carry it. So that's totally, we don't need to teach that. That's very obvious. So the Gemara says it's just teaching that to be parallel and to stay consistent and just to teach both cases. The Mishnah said, it talked about that a woman can go out with a wool cap or a wig and a chatzer. Rav says anything that is usser derabanan to take out into a public domain is also going to be usser to take out into the chatzer, into the courtyard, except here with the wool cap and the wig, that is usser derabanan to take out to public, but it is allowed to be brought into the public, into the courtyard. Rav Anani Bar Sasson says the name of Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yossi, that anything which is usser derabanan to bring into a public domain is going to be allowed to take into a courtyard. However, we have a Mishnah that says, our Mishnah says that they can go out with a wool cap or a wig into a courtyard. This implies that only these things are usher derabanan and allowed to be brought into the chatzer. So that seems to disprove Rav Anani Bar Sasson. So the Gemara is going to answer, Rav Anani Bar Sasson was saying this in the name of Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi, who was a Tana and is able to argue with the Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah does disagree and disprove Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi, he's a Tana and is able to argue with the Mishnah. But now, according to Rav, why is the wool cap and the wig going to be different than every other thing? Ula says that the reason is because we allow the women to wear these wool caps and wigs so that their husbands won't find them ugly, because we have a brisa. The pasuk says, Va'adava b'nidasa, a nida while in the state of being a nida. Originally, they taught this pasuk to mean that a nida is not allowed to wear makeup or nice clothing so that she and her husband will stay separated. But then Rabbi Akiva came along and said, if that's true, then the husband's going to think that his wife is very ugly and he might come to divorce her. So that's why Vadava Benidasa is teaching that Nida is going to stay in her status of being a Nida until she goes to the mikvah, no matter how long it's been. Vyuda says in the name of Rav that whenever there's something which is Aser Dirabanan for Maris Ayin, because people will think you're sinning, it's also going to be Aser in private, even when there's no one around to think that this thing is a sin. However, we have a Mishnah that seems to disprove, that there's a Mishnah which says a donkey cannot go out with a bell even if it's plugged up because it looks like you're selling it in the market. So that's clearly a case of Maris Ayin in public. However, we have a Braisa that says you can walk a donkey in your private courtyard if it's wearing a bell as long as it's plugged up. So we see that seemingly this Braisa says there's no issue of Maris Ayin in private. So that's why I think Gemara is going to answer, yeah, that's true, but it's really a Tanai, it's Machlokas Tanaim, where we have a Braisa that says if your clothes got wet from the rain or something like that, you could spread them out in the sun in private, but not in public because people will think you did laundry. So that clearly says that Maris Ayin is only a problem in public. However, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon say it's Usser always that Maris Ayin is going to be a problem even in private. Shkayach.